Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you about personal injury topics. We are personal injury lawyers. We are the firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been together since 1984. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock have been. And Rob, haven't you been there about that long, too?
Yeah, I've been there for quite a long time. When I was going to law school at night, I clerked there for 4 years, and then afterwards, I'm still here.
Yeah, you've been a lawyer for a long time, too.
Yeah, that's correct, 2001.
So Rob's been with us during that most of that time. Rob specializes in personal injury cases. He does a great job at them. Also, he is our go-to guy for workers' comp when we want to learn about workers' comp cases and figure out what's going on. Rob has been handling those since he became an attorney, but he also does the personal injury cases also. And so we're lucky to have him in our firm. So we talk every on Saturday mornings on our show. We have a show where you can call in about any legal topic. Then we have a KOA show at 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings, 8:50 on the dial, where we on the AM side of the dial, where we talk about different legal topics we've developed. Those are an hour-long show, and we do these shows that we're doing here on a number of different stations that are half an hour, where we talk about personal injury topics, and we talk about what we hope and what we think will be relevant in your life to give you an idea to educate you. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of someone else, or if you know somebody else who's been hurt as a result of someone else's negligence, have them give us a call. You can have them call us at 303-795-5900, or they can reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We're happy to help you. You see a lot of advertising for lawyers on the TV and the hear number on the radio, and sometimes it's hard to tell what sets the law firm or the lawyers apart for what they're doing, and why should you go to one versus another. You hear testimonials all the time of people who've gotten huge amounts of recoveries for their clients. We've talked about that before. There are certain factors that have to go into that, and one of the first factors that always has to go into recovery is when you have to talk about what kind of insurance there is. And Rob, if you don't know that, you really can't do the case.
That's exactly right. You'll hear about these large verdicts from time to time, but every now and again, you may go to trial, and the only insurance coverage is the state minimum in a car crash case is $25,000. So you may get a verdict for $1.3 million, but the only thing you're going to collect is the $25,000 because it's the policy limits of the insurance carrier. And then if someone is carrying $25,000 in insurance coverage, they may not have any personal assets you can go after. So knowing that there's an appropriate amount of insurance coverage is definitely something you need to find out early on in your case, because it should guide the way your attorney handles the case and the way you should approach it.
Now, we at Bell and Pollock have had large seven-figure verdicts. We've had large seven-figure settlements. We've had large six figures. And we've had ones that are in the five figures. We rarely have ones in the four figures, but we address the case, and we've had large recoveries for our clients. But you know what that means for you? It means nothing, really. Your case is different. It's completely different from everybody else's. It's going to depend on your injuries, the degree and extent of your injuries, how you got hurt, how long you're going to have to live with that injury, how it affects your personal life, what your personal life is all about. And as Rob said, as important as any of it is insurance. And for somebody to say, I'm going to tell you what your case is worth when you come in on the first meeting, that's not realistic. And when we're talking about they talk about all these different verdicts, that's so what? That doesn't affect you. What we need to do is be able to deal with you.
That's correct. And so you'll see commercials on TV about, he got me this amount, he got me this amount. That has nothing to do with your case. Every case is very different and unique. Every case is different. So just because someone was lucky enough to get someone X amount of dollars, it's no reflection on your case. And that's why you should interview a couple attorneys or a handful just to find out which ones you're comfortable with and then just take it from there. But don't let the TV shows influence you that think that because you fell in a grocery store, you're going to recover millions.
All right. Yeah, and it's important that you understand that you not get sucked in by that kind of stuff. So what do we do to set ourselves apart? What we do is we do these shows. We do these shows to educate you so that you understand what's going on in cases. Now, I want to tell you, there's a lot of lawyers who advertise to call us right away. They want you to call within minutes of falling or within minutes of the crash. You know, is it good to get a lawyer early on? Yes. But it's a 3-year statute of limitations for a car crash. So stop and think about it. If you've been hurt and you've overcome it, but you haven't done anything about the case or it's still pending and it's a year old, call us. 303-795-5900 or email us championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com, and we'll talk to you about your case. Now, today we wanted to talk a little bit about Halloween. It's coming up. It's right on the heels. It's right around the corner, and people are starting to decorate for Halloween. Now, Rob, I think you said you already saw neighbors doing that.
That's correct. People are already putting out their decorations and pumpkins and whatnot. And you guys got to really need to inspect your property, because basically, when you're going to be giving out candy to kids, you're inviting them onto your property. And if there is something that could injure them, and it could be a multitude of different things, you need to take care of that beforehand.
Sure. And that's what you have to remember. Now, we're talking about you decorating your property. And you're out there decorating it, and some of this is going to be also not just decorating your property, look at your property. Traditionally, I can't say it's 100%, but traditionally, the signal is if you have the front porch light on, you're inviting people to come up to your house to get some candy and to enjoy your decorations and to enjoy the effect of your decorations. And if your front porch light is off, that's supposed to be a signal that you're not handing out candy and you're not participating in the Halloween event of handing out the candy to trick-or-treaters. Traditionally, the children that are going to come get candy from you are under the age of 14. Now, these are all important things because, as Rob said, when you're decorating your house, the first thing you have to pay attention to is, one, are you making it a safe decorations? And what are the things you want to think about?
Well, you just got to look around your house and what do you have that could potentially injure someone, such as like an extension cord across the sidewalk? Do you low-hanging branches? Do you have candles out there or an ice or fog machine that could obstruct someone's vision or view? And then you should be not using real candles, but you have battery-powered candles and keep your walkways clear. And those are just a few suggestions. But it's really, really important for you to go out and inspect your yard beforehand. Before the kids start coming on, and because there's so many different ways they could be injured, and then if you knew or should have known of this dangerous condition, then you're going to be held responsible if someone's injured.
Right, you're quite often going to have kids that are young. They're excited. They're running with the pack. They're in these costumes. Sometimes these costumes are tripping hazards in and of themselves. They've got masks on, so sometimes their vision isn't their best in the world because they've got limited vision because the mask blocks part of their eyesight. And what you've got left is you've got it, and you're turning on the light, making them an invitee. And Robin, the classification is a personal injury. And when we talk about premises liability, the Premises Liability Act, we're talking about the highest duty of care being to an invitee.
That's correct. And we use the word invitee. That's the word that they use in the statute in the state of Colorado. There's other ones such as trespassing where you owe a much lower level duty of care. But with an invitee, the standard is you knew or should have known of a dangerous condition, and those are just the type of things I was going over earlier. For example, an extension cord across the sidewalk, or a candle or a fire that you may have, and also with decorations and haunted houses, it goes hand in hand with it being dark. So you need to take that into consideration, that the kids aren't going to be able to see that well, especially if you have steps going up to your door. And you can think of anything that could happen with the kids falling off your steps, or if you have something obstructing the sidewalk or for example, like a fog machine would obstruct their vision, and maybe they could trip on a step or something to that effect. So it's just always something to take into consideration.
Now, as you decorate your house and as you have different things that are going to happen to your house, you know, and are they going to happen while kids are up to your house? Maybe you've got something that comes out of a coffin and jumps up at them, or you get the ones that do the little statues or figurines that, I don't know if we call them figurines, but you do the werewolves that growl at them, at the children, and they do different things. You've got to be cognizant of what happens if the child is suddenly startled and might make a move, like jump backwards or do something that's going to cause them to not necessarily be just standing on the porch. And like Rob said, it was a very good one. Are they close to the steps? Are they going to fall off the steps? And why are we talking about that? Because you've created this attraction for the children to look at. You've created this attraction to get a startle, to get them concerned, to get them worried, or to startle them or scare them in one form or another. And we're going to talk about that right after this commercial. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Rovich in studio. We're talking to you about Halloween safety. We're going to talk to you about some more events that you need to know about, so stick around. If you have any questions, call us at 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Rob Brovich and Brad Pollock in studio today. We're talking to you about Halloween safety. If you get hurt during Halloween night or during Halloween parties, and you know, right now we've talked about children. We're going to add in a few more things and we're going to move on, because one of the things you have to recognize is that most of the children are going to be under age 14. That's a very important classification. Now, if you have a child who gets hurt as a result of the negligence of another, as a result of people not properly maintaining their home, then you got to call us. Call us at 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. But Rob, why is under 14 so important?
Well, when you're under 14, you fall into a specific classification where something on your property could be considered an attractive nuisance.
Now, that attractive nuisance is going to be a lot of times with the light on and handing out candy. What more of an attraction can you imagine that's going to get kids to come up to your place?
Right. If you're handing out candy, or if you have some kind of Halloween setup or a decoration in your yard, like a small haunted house or something else that the kids may attract the kids to look at, and if there's something dangerous near there, electrical cords always come to mind, or like a candle that's lit, kids could easily get injured when dealing with that on your property.
Sure. They could be going up wanting to touch whatever it is that's there to see if it's real or to see what it's about. You're talking under 14. They are not vested or charged with having the knowledge or the experience or the ability to know better. So you get almost very close to absolute or strict liability with regard to what you've set up and what you've made to draw people to come see the decorations in your yard.
When Brad says absolute or strict liability, what he's saying is if someone gets injured on your property, this isn't in all circumstances whatsoever, but when you're dealing with this particular class of people under 14, if they get injured on your property, you're going to be basically at fault regardless. No matter if you knew it was a dangerous condition or if you didn't, a lot of times you're going to be held responsible because we're dealing with kids at such a young age. The court system figures they can't figure it out for themselves. So you need to step up and make the decision of what you want to put on your property, and you need to basically think it all through and make sure that there's nothing dangerous on your property.
So what you might think is not normally dangerous, you say anybody would know better than to try and touch or walk where that fog is. There's water there. They would have fallen in or whatever, or they would have been touched by the dry ice. Children get special exemptions under our legal system.
That's correct. And another thing I wanted to hit on is this is around Halloween. It's also really, really important that you need to keep a proper lookout when you're driving your vehicle. Especially with all the scooters around downtown and kids flying and doing this and doing that, and they're wearing dark clothing and they're not paying attention to the cars around them. They're with their buddies and just going house to house trying to get candy, and they're not necessarily focused on the vehicles that are traveling up and down the road, and not to mention motorcycles, bikes, scooters. There's a lot going on, and their focus is going to be on the candy and the next house they're going to.
That's a very important statement that Rob just brought up, and you need to recognize it while you're driving. If you're driving in a residential neighborhood on Halloween, do you want to face a jury? Because if you hit somebody, run over a child in the middle of that street, you're going to face a jury or you're going to face some liability. Do you want to face one saying that you didn't recognize, you weren't giving special caution to the fact that a child might run across the street to go to the next house, that a child might not know better? And once again, remember, if they're under the age of 14, they probably are going to get extra privileges, or they're going to get extra credit when it comes to court. Why? Because we know that most of the time, pedestrians need to cross in the crosswalk. And if pedestrians aren't crossing in the crosswalk, then there's a problem for them. Sometimes they lose the right to hold you responsible for running into them. That doesn't go with children.
That's correct. And there's cases out there. For example, let's say you're driving past a park, and if a kid runs out right in front of you and you happen to hit them, there are cases where attorneys have won because, in their opinion, you should be keeping it when you're near a park or on a road next to a park. You need to use extreme caution, and you knew or should have known, or a reasonable person knew or should have known, that it's possible that a kid could come running out onto the road. I mean, it's a park. There's going to be kids around. They're not going to be paying attention. They're so excited to get to the park, they're just going to run out into the road. And you need to use extreme caution. And I would suggest you use that same type of caution when you're around the Halloween season. There's two or three days. You need to use extreme caution no matter where you're driving. I'm not talking about the highways. I just mean residential areas.
It's so important. And then if you add to it, you've been at a Halloween party, you've been drinking, you've had a drink, and all of a sudden alcohol is detected, and there's a problem there. Parents, when you're walking your children, now you've taken on some of that responsibility and liability. And once again, from our side, we're personal injury lawyers. We're sitting here trying to tell you how to avoid your children getting hurt. We're trying to tell you how to avoid your house from being a dangerous or an attractive nuisance, how to protect yourself. But if, in fact, you're on the other side and you've been hurt as a result of somebody not being careful, as a result of a negligence of another, as a result of some of these events, you need to call us. We're trying to stop the injury because, the truth be, I'd rather see a child have a great Halloween night, wake up the next morning and be ready to go to school, and the whole family be happy, than have the family spend the night in the hospital because they've had to rush their child to emergency room because of burns from dry ice or from getting hit by a car or from being hurt when they've gone up to a house.
That's right. And we can't stress enough about especially, any holiday season, there's going to be people out and about, but especially Halloween with the drinking and driving. So imagine you had, three beers at a party. You decide you want to head home, and then all of a sudden a kid runs out in front of you. I mean, and you unfortunately hit the child with your vehicle, it's not going to look pretty no matter what. No matter what the facts are, it's not going to look good to a jury if you're intoxicated and you run into a kid. Even if it was 100% of the kid's fault, it's going to be real difficult for a jury to see it your way.
And if there's ever a time when you want to make sure you're not on your cell phone, when you want to make sure you're not doing texting, where if, you know, you're trying to find the house where the party is, and remember that house is in a residential area, you have children who are going to be going around. So if you're looking at your phone, trying to find the map to get to the house, you're going to be held responsible. And, you know, here's my advice to the people. If your child gets hit, find out what they were doing in the car. Why did they hit them? You know, find out what's going on. It, of course, if you can't, we'll find out for you. You can call us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or Champions of the People. Now, we might repeat parts of this show in the coming weeks because we want to make sure people understand the safety. So, you know, we've gone through the safety. We've gone through the safety that involves children out trick-or-treating. We've gone through the safety of children's going back and forth across the street. We've gone through the safety of the premises where you're inviting people to come up to your home. That's an invitation that you've got to be careful about. You know, there's a couple other safeties that hopefully we can get to, but one of them that needs to be addressed is if you're holding the party. And, you know, the one thing is first of all, I don't know how to say this more blunt. Don't charge for the drinks, period. And don't get drunk. Period. Don't get drunk. Don't charge for the drinks. If you do get drunk, stay there, spend the night, or get a designated sober driver. Period.
Yeah, and they've made it pretty easy on us now that we're in this day and age with Uber and Lyft. There's really no excuse. I remember back in the day where either a taxi cab wasn't available or you had to wait hour or 2 hours for a cab to get there, but it's just not like that anymore. And what's the big deal? Just take an Uber home and pick your car up the next day if you need to. It's a no brainer on these type of holidays, especially with the kids out and about. I actually can't think of a more dangerous holiday. Maybe St. Patrick's Day or New Year's Eve, but this one involves children a lot more than any other holiday that I can think of, and you need to keep an extra lookout and use extra precaution.
Sure, because on St. Patrick's Day and on New Year's, you don't invite the children to be outside running around while you're all in the house drinking. This can't happen. We have to stop the drunk driving. We have to stop the distracted driving. And you're going to have heightened responsibility on nights like this. You got to be careful. And I can tell you, once again, for the person who gets hurt, you're going to like me. For the person who's caused the injury as a result of driving drunk or under drugs, you're not going to like me because I will have no mercy, no pity, just because of what Rob said. All right. You know, there's no reason you can't take an Uber. There's no reason you can't get somebody to drive you who has not been drinking that can get you to your place and your location and make sure you're taken care of. And there's just, we can't have that kind of situation in our society. And we can't have children getting hurt and maimed for life because of it.
That's right. I mean, the worst situation I can imagine is sitting in a jail cell the next day after you injured someone severely and you get charged with a DUI and you're sitting there wondering what the heck's going to, your whole life is about to do a complete 180, and it's going to cost you a lot and it's going to affect just about every aspect of your life.
You're listening to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is Rob Brovich and Brad Pollock. We're talking to you about Halloween safety. If you've been injured or if you've been hurt as a result of something that happens on Halloween, or if you get injured or hurt, give us a call, 303-795-5900. Like all the firms, you can call us 24/7. There's lawyers that will be contacted. You give us a call or call us the next day. You don't have to rush to the phone while your child's laying in the middle of the street to make sure you call a lawyer so that you can make sure you're in contact with a lawyer. Take care of your child. But before you talk to that adjuster, give us a call. Call us at 303-795-5900 or contact us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the law firm and to the legal show of Bell and Pollock. You're talking to Rob Brovich and Brad Pollock, or you're listening to us, and we're talking to you about Halloween safety, Halloween rights, Halloween recovery, Halloween injuries. We've tried to cover it all in this show, and I think we've gotten to a lot of the areas. Rob, the last bit of advice.
Last bit of advice, the takeaways on this show is, if you have a yard or your property set up with a bunch of Halloween decorations, take a walk around your property. Just take a look, see it. What at night, do it as well without a flashlight. See if there you have any cords on the sidewalks, any low hanging branches, any strobe lights, fog machines that are going to obstruct someone's vision. I mean, if the kids have to walk up a large set of stairs to get to your front door to get candy, you need to consider that. In terms of driving, you need to be extra cautious looking for kids. They're going to be in a dark. In dark costumes. They're not going to be looking out for cars. They're going to be just concerned about the candy in the next house. They're going to be running across the street without looking both ways. They're going to try to be keeping up with their buddies. You need to be really, really cautious. If you happen to have a few beers at a party, stay the night, call an Uber, or just walk home, whatever works best for you. But Halloween is not at all the time when you should be driving intoxicated or looking down at your cell phone or any other item in your car, so anything on your dash with radios. And I know everything's computerized on a monitor in most new cars, but you got to keep a really, really good lookout for these kids.
And if you've been hurt as a result of it, as a result of the negligence of another, it's something that's been caused by somebody else's failure to do what they're supposed to do to obey the standard of care, contact us. We'll help you. We will take your case and we will help you recover your fair and appropriate damages. You can contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or 303-795-5900. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good week.